Blog Talk Radio.
See, the black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassa bossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 40 acres in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas after disrespecting the black queens getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We building a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn kid because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm McCallie, Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson, Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline mates, ooh-hoo, rule to the RBGs and the Scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
Death revolution.
Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
All right, everybody, hold on just one second. Let me get back to my screen. It's amazing how you try to do things and you get an interference. I ain't never had no interference on the show just yet. Let me get back to the screen. Just a second. All right, y'all. Well, while I'm figuring that out, I'm trying to get some brothers in. Okay, so I'll give you a call and bring you in on the program. I don't see the switchboard. It went down. Everybody give me a second. Let me get that back up. Just hold a second, please.
I just killed a cracker and his kids the other day. He was in my neighborhood talking with his children. I hate the motherfuckers. I figure I kill them to take out some anger that's trapped inside of me. From slavery, years of the white man oppressing me. I stuck up on his ass fast to attack. I put on my shank, I stuck a heart to his back. I said, move, motherfucker, and I'll hit you with the quickness. And you'll be found in the bushes, dickless. He said, I got a wife and kids, I don't give a fuck. Hurry up and give me your money before you get stuck. He made a move too fast. I'ma ask El Muhammad, so with the quickness, I stuck his ass. 5 times, his gut feels like chickens. I emptied his pockets and I went after his children. The little white bitch was crying for fear. I put my knife to her throat and cut her devil ass via the ear. She had a brother, 4 years old. Well, he ain't gonna make 5 because he ain't alive no more. I'm drenched in blood, I had to cut. Kept my knife in my hand, walked away like a nut. I seen a roller, ghetto patroller, hit the corner. He special out on me, he said, freeze it, you're a ghost.
All right, y'all, we on. This is Black Militia Nation Radio, back in the swing of things. The purpose of this call tonight is just got our new chapters online tonight. So we're going to just give y'all a little information, you know, how to build your chapters, which way we want you to go, some things, you know, just a little things you need to know when you, because all the people on this line is in leadership positions. And we'd like to salute our new chapters. We got a Washington, D.C. is in house. Got ATL new chapters in the house. Got several chapters out of North Carolina's in the house. Hey, you know, those are the new chapters that came in, and make sure I ain't missing nobody. Oh, you know, we got chapters everywhere. Brother Williams on from Indiana leading that chapter. We got Brother Joaquil sitting out of Louisiana leading that chapter. We got several chapters in Texas, Brother Scarface, Brother Aki. We got our National Commander on. National Commander, you all with me tonight? Assistant Commander? Check your mute button, Commander. Oh, we might have lost him. Let me see if... Hey, everybody.
Yeah. Like clap, Brother Drew.
Hey. Okay, y'all. All right. Okay, so we got different chapters. I don't know if anybody heard anything except the music. We had a little interference. But tonight, the purpose of this radio program, stand up. These are all our new chapters that came online just this month. We got Washington, Maryland. We got ATL on the Texas and picked up several more chapters. Carolina and picked up some chapters. We salute all our brothers and our leadership programmers. And that's what it's going to be about. We'll go over some things that we want you to know. I'm going to see you. My sister commander, Brother Sunray, in Tennessee. Brother Sunray, something?
I appreciate it, Brother Drew. Can you still hear me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. Maybe I had to hang up one line because I was having an echo. I don't know if that was on my end. I was still on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. You can hit it back up and if you want to, but go ahead, since you're on.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if you can hear me on this one. Okay. Yes, sir. A piece of black power to the other comrades out there. Brother Commander, he dropped it in, just dropping all the new recruits and not the new recruits, my bad, y'all. All the new chapters in the house. Peace to everybody, man, coming in with those new chapters. Man, I think it's a great day. That's all I can say right now. It's a great day, Sister Brother, seeing it grow and seeing how a lot of us we're waking up and knowing that it's time to do for self. I remember Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to teach all the time, yeah, man, we got to do for self. And most definitely, we got to do for self. We know we can't look for nobody else to protect us and secure us as a people. We know we're going to have to do it. So I think the time is rising. I think sometimes, now I remember something else that was said about Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said that the white man was going to make us unite. And I think he's actually done that. I think he's made us get up now and say, hey, man, look, no more. It's time to go ahead and get our own security force, our own security team, and everything else. So I think the time is right now that we here, we doing it. So peace and blessings to everybody tonight. Let the commander go ahead and do what he got to do.
All right. Well, thank you, Commander. Well, we appreciate you. You know, like we said, everybody, this is our leadership call tonight. And weekly, we'll do some type of program to bring us all on the same page, same speed. Also, if the Atlanta chapter is on, I want you to know that for August 1st, for everybody that's listening, we're doing a national training day. And Atlanta chapter, if y'all are interested, I've got a group that want to train with you guys in Atlanta. So we'll talk offline, but I got you about 30, 40 people up in Atlanta that's ready to get down with you guys. So we'll talk offline with the Atlanta chapter. And that's also open to the Carolina chapter students. So we got people coming from Carolina. They're having a southern region get together down in Atlanta. So anybody want to attend that and get with me after the program. But, you know, Atlanta, that's open for you guys. Got about 30 people want to go training with you. We can go training with them either way. So they got an event already set if y'all want to just get in on that. So I wanted to mention that so I forget it. But to the new chairman that's online, you know, we want y'all to understand the chain of command. There's three different levels of chain of command. You got your local chapters, which is a lot of people, brothers and sisters online tonight, is local chapter leaders. Then you have a regional, which includes a certain region like the South, the East, the West, and the North. Then you have your national chapter, and your national people are people who can come to your cities from anywhere if they're a national leader and help you set your chapters up. But let me let everybody know every local person is in charge of their cities. So if another local person comes to your town, they fall up under your orders. So if somebody come out of Texas and come up to Atlanta, they will be up under the rules of the Atlanta chapter, unless they are a regional or a national. So this, you know, that's the chain of command. So unless it's a national or regional person, everybody run their town. No other person can go in nobody else's town and run their town. Nobody else should go in another person's town without that contacting one of the brothers in the national or the regional to see if it's okay to go in that town. But you must make contact with the chairman and show respect of every town if you're coming in this town to try to do a maneuver. You know, I mean, anybody, it sounds like common sense, but sometimes it wasn't. You know, 20-some years I've been doing it, and you have a lot of infighting, a lot of people with egos. You know, it happens. You know, it ain't. Especially when black folks trying to build, you have egos sometimes. So, but the respectful thing to do if a brother was from Carolina and was going to Atlanta, he would call, hey, man, I got some stuff that happening in your town you might not know about. You check in with him and put him on board. Don't just go to his town and pop up and start doing stuff without him. I mean, that's not following the chain of command. So we're teaching discipline and respect. When you see when you go to other people's towns, you want to respect the chain of command. Okay, you might say, okay, well, you lead that, brother. You set it up. You lead it. You know that's up to you guys how you get together and work that. So we just want you to know, you know, we have a chain of command. For a lot of brothers and sisters, sometimes when we're on the phones, when you're on the phones, watch what you say on the phones, because when you're a leader and you're making some good waves, you can bet your phone is being listened to. So don't get on the phone talking about nothing, especially don't get on the phone talking about nothing illegal. Don't get on the phone letting all your left hand know your right hand moves. Don't tell them everything we're doing. We don't do that on the phone. We try to do that covertly when we have something we want to do, because remember, it's almost just pretend that you, every time you say something, somebody on there listening and they might not like you. So you don't want to let your enemy know where you're going and try to do it covertly as possible. But you definitely don't want to be on there talking about nothing illegal. Definitely, I mean, this, if anybody taking you there, stop them. If anybody trying to take you on the phone, evidently they don't have common sense if they're telling you some illegal shit on the phone. So don't let nobody come to you with some illegal activity on the phone. Stop that shit before you get a conspiracy charge. And a conspiracy charge, just for those who don't know what a conspiracy charge is, all they got to do is see you planning something and you working to carry it out. You don't have to actually do it. You talked about it, and you're planning on carrying it out, that'll give you a conspiracy charge. So we want to give you the safety tips to keep you safe. I mean, if you got some shit you want to do, you know, talk in person, all I can tell you. All right, so I want to let everybody know, you know, all the chapters, all the members that you're bringing in, and, you know, thanks for all the leaders bringing in all the people. I mean, different chapters are bringing in different people. We have a Facebook page. You know, I don't call it out since we're trying to keep everything quiet and covert, as we just said. But we do have a Facebook page, and y'all can get with me. If you got some new recruits, they can get on that page and get caught up with what we're doing and what we're saying and networking with the different brothers and sisters from different towns. So all the recruits, all the chapter leaders, you can start your brothers and sisters to the Facebook page, and you know how to do that. If not, just get in contact with me. To build up a chapter, let's see what things you can do to help build up your chapters. Places to recruit. Now, right now, the action is real hot all over the world with this COVID-19, and everybody's mad and all these different brutality and killing and racism. People, man, looking for something. Y'all just don't know, man. I mean, people are actually looking to join something because they feel helpless out there. So anywhere you see a protest and you got some paperwork, that's one thing I want to say since I'm on there. Get you some paperwork. You can get your business card, put on that Black Militia Nation, and put your contact information. If you don't want to put your phone number on there, put your email on there. Tell them, hey, email this number. We'll get into you and bring you in. But protesters is good places to pick up people, man, because if you go to a protest, most of those people are looking for something. They're mad as hell. They don't know what else to do but protest. But, you know, if you start putting the new ideas in their head, hey, this is what we're doing. We're trying to build so we can protect ourselves. And once they learn what all the militia is trying to do, they'll be even further glad that you assisted them. So off the street, you know, you can meet somebody, you know. So these just different avenues how to recruit. You can meet somebody just straight off the street. You know, you might be at the bus stop listening to somebody say, man, you hear what happened last night? Man, these motherfuckers killing us left and right. Hey, that's something in common. So you can recruit with people that you've got something in common with. And I'm just giving you some little tidbits, and you might know a little more. But word of mouth, you know what I'm saying? Tell your family members, hey, you know somebody that want to join up with us, somebody that's this and somebody that. Hey, this is what we're doing. You know anybody like that? So word of mouth goes a long way. And that's just some of the things that you can do to help build your chapters. But, you know, it's many things. Commander, you got anything you want to add to that?
Yes, sir. And like I said, also, you were talking about the emails too, brother. I was thinking about because all your local chapters, you could do this if you want to. It's just suggesting, because I even did it to keep everything separate from my regular other business emails. You could have set you up your own email separate. Say like I did here in Memphis. I might have like Black Militia Nation of Memphis at
right.
You know, at whatever Yahoo such and such, and you only deal with just militia business only in there. Maybe somebody questions, hey, you hit me up on the questions over here. Just keep all your other emails separate. Just deal just for that for your local chapters. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So create your separate email where it won't go to, you know, where you won't get flooded with all these different people to your email. You can separate your business from the militia. You know, it don't cost nothing to create an email. Just get a whole nother page, and like I said, Black Militia ATL, Black Militia Carolina, Black Militia Maryland. So, just do it like that, and then you can put that on some flyer or a business card, and when you go out there on the street, hey, you'll be ready. So that's just one of the strongest things you can do to recruit. The one thing you must have always, you know, this is something I learned a long time ago. The founder of the New Black Panther Party told me years ago, he said, always have an E-pen. He said, that's your most important weapon. And I found out the hard way, man. You go out there sometime and people want to give you a number. You don't have a pen. You don't have a card. You don't have a piece of paper. So remember that. That's going to be one of your weapons is an E-pen and a piece of paper. Always have that with you. Because trust me, as you grow and as you network, it's going to come in handy, so remember that. And something else he taught me, too, this is the founder of the New Black Panther Party that came out in 1980s. He told me, you know, keep phone numbers in a book, because phones could go dead, and if you go to jail, they're going to take your phone, but they'll let you have your phone book. So remember that. Keep phone numbers and contacts in the books. If something happening, you have to call one of them, hey, let us know what's happening, where you at. And, you know, you don't, none of us can really remember all these numbers no more. You know, we stopped doing that because the phone been doing it for us. So it's just passing up a couple of key things that I think we should know. Keep your phone book, you know, one of the little memo notes with contacts and people phone numbers, especially if you can't remember them all. If you can, then you don't need it. But a pen. A pen is going to be your friend out there in the streets. So I just like to put that out there. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Work on your supplies. You know, we had a program already was talking about supplies, but this is a real thing. You know, as I can see, as things progress in the streets, things could change anytime. Martial law, all that can happen anytime. And if you want to know one way you can break people down, if you can cut people's food and water off, you can make motherfuckers comply. So think about that. Think how you're going to feed yourself if this happened, this happened. Like every member on here already knows, we already said you should have at least a month worth of food and water saved up. Work on it. It ain't got to be the best stuff. Just, you know, say I'm going to eat a can of chili for lunch, a can of ravioli for breakfast. If you don't eat all that food, or if you're a vegetarian, just portion your stuff out. If you need 3 meals a day, pay 3 canned goods. That's 3 meals. 30 days, you need 90 canned goods. That'll take you a whole month. Get you a few gallons of water, because you can only live 3 days before your body starts shutting down without water. So the most important thing you're going to definitely need is water. So I'm just giving you some tips so you can pass on to you. So this information, go back, get your pen and paper out after this program or tomorrow and write this stuff down, because this is how you're going to train your chapter. You want all to be on the same page. If it's a catastrophe, man-made or natural, we want to know that our members got 30 days with the supplies before we have to really get to them, and hopefully they start training their family members and other members to have 30 days of supplies, where we know that, hey, we're not suffering just yet. We're feeling the effects, but we're not starving, because it ain't nothing like when your child is hungry. It's nothing like that when they say, hey, I'm hungry, and that cause you have to do something desperate. So we don't want to be put in a position to be desperate. So that's something I was thinking about. Commander, you got anything you want to jump in there and say? If anybody wants to say anything, press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you in also. Any of the commanders on the phone, chapter leaders on the phone, you want to get in with us, press 1 on your phone. And for the ones who may be listening online, the call-in number is 909-265-9220. Okay, let's go to one of the brothers or sister want to get in. 317, you know?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
All right, and down in the house, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I've been out here, you know, navigating with some brothers, man. Man, we putting a lot of things together, man. We trying to. It's a little difficult to get brothers together in this state. But I mean, we still moving forward, man. We was meeting up with some brothers today. We was talking about, you know, stuff in the community, you know, things that we need to do, and things that we're gonna put in effect, man. You know, good stuff to help us, you know what I'm saying, come up, man, you know what I'm saying, get up out this struggle, man. We really need everything that we really need everything and everybody, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what we've been doing, man. And we've been training, and you know, just the regular stuff that everybody else is doing.
I said that's cool, brother Cabela Shell. He's been around since the beginning, the forming of the militia, I think, some 10 years ago. So far, Cabela Shell, what have you learned? You know, as a member of the Black Militia Nation, since you're online, what did you learn? You know, you came in just at zero, but what did you learn, and what have you done traveling and stuff like that on behalf of the militia?
I've learned that that, you know what I'm saying, like meeting up with other brothers, man, that, I mean, this is real serious work. I mean, this, you know, if you ain't serious, don't keep continue being on deck. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is some serious shit that we, you know what I'm saying? And I learned a lot of survival tactics, man. You know, man, how to survive, you know, out there, you know, just in case we get out there in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying? We know how to, you know, just how to survive, you know, taking care of wounds and, you know, things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done met a lot of good people, you know what I'm saying? I haven't met some of y'all in person, but I've met some real good people, man. And, you know, that's really serious about this, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's really pretty much, you know, the gist of it, man. I haven't talked to y'all in a while, man. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of new to me all over again. But I mean, you know, it's
well,
yeah.
You've been around. You've been around every day. So we ain't got to talk physically. You've been there every day, networking on the Facebook page. So you've been there. You've been there every day. Since we started,
yeah.
So yeah, you there? Yeah, we ain't got to talk for you to be putting in work. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we had just recently. We had me and a couple brothers down here. You know, I got one brother that's in the you know, saying the HPNGC. He's in that group. And we had went downtown, man. You know, I'm really not with the public appearances, man, but when my brothers say they gonna roll, I'm gonna roll with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Whether
right.
if I don't wanna do it or not. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, if I leave my, you know, if my brothers say they gonna do something, I'm not gonna leave them behind. You know what I'm saying? Like we
right.
know we don't leave no comrades behind. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's another thing I learned from being with the BMN, man. You know, we don't leave no brothers behind. We ain't holding nobody hand, but we ain't leaving
right.
no brothers behind. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you got to be able to protect yourself if you want me to protect you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's just what it is, you know? So,
right.
But yeah, we had went down there, man, for the protest, man. We didn't yell out nothing. I ain't with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yelling out shit. You know, I ain't with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I went roll with the brothers, man. We, you know, we showed our presence down there, man. You know, the individuals down there, they was very surprised. Now all of a sudden they wanted to get on deck. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, because they seen how uniform we was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How in tune we was, how we was watching each other back. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, people pay attention to those type of things, man. So definitely got to be up on our shit, man, if we're going to, you know, be doing this. So, yeah.
Right.
That's really all I really wanted to say. But I'm all
right.
You know, I'm just happy to be a part of it, man.
We appreciate him, Brother Cabrera Shell. Anybody in the music, y'all can get with me. He's a producer. That was his song, one of his songs that he produced for us for this program that we started out with. So. Just putting that out there. With networking, that's one of the key things that we can do to help better our positions. We got to learn to network. So Cabrera Shell is a producer. Anybody into that? And he ain't just no he been putting his work in, his money where his mouth is. And another thing, Brother Cabrera Shell, he didn't mention that he know how to do. He learned and went and taught himself and went to school for weaponry. He know how to break and make guns. So I don't know if you. Wanted to say that, but you know, we just put talent.
Yeah.
Brother got talent.
Yes, sir. I'm actually working on another one right now. You know what I'm saying? But you know, man, it's a real intricate skill to have. I mean, you know, I done built one for a couple brothers, man. You know, they're legal to carry, you know what I'm saying? Matt, you know,
right.
just to add that in. But you know, I don't do nothing outside of the law, you know, I stick
right.
to,
uh-huh.
you know, what I read and the, you know, and what I've been taught. So, you know what I'm saying? Like the brothers, man, you know, they, you know, we've been helping, you know, couple brothers get they stuff together, man, so they can protect their house and their family. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I mean, if you got a family and you ain't got no heat, you know, you already messing up. So you gotta protect your family. But yeah, with that being said, yeah, man, building you know, weapons, that's a real good skill to have. Breaking them down, just learning every piece. You know what I'm saying? Because when you on the battlefield, you want to, you know, let's say one rifle work, you know, two rifles don't work, but more parts work on one rifle. You can take them parts off of that one and then put it on another one, see? You know what I'm saying? So it's good to have those skills, you know what I'm saying? And just be mindful, you know what I'm saying, about those type of things, so.
Yes, sir. Brother Kardashian, we appreciate all that info, man, and that's what we're talking about. You know, the brother been down since the beginning is the things he learned. You know, I'll be watching all the recruits, too, so I can tell how they advanced. You know, he went in and traveled and met other brothers in other cities and other states. The brother went started taking a course on gunsmithing. I mean, see, when you're serious, you start feeding yourself. How serious, you know, this – I mean, start feeding himself. That's what I told people on the last program. Feed your spirit. And if we're going to be warriors, we need to feed our spirit. And we feed our spirit by listening to programs. We feed our spirit by getting into them books. We feed our spirit with videos, music. Hey, feed your spirit. And that's part of your training, and that's going to make you sharp. So the brother knows his weapons. He knows how to create make a weapon for the brother and sister. He can help you modify your weapon to fit your shoulder, to make it comfortable for you. So that's what we're talking about. Yeah. Hey, Black Power, Brother Kabisha.
Yeah, Black Power.
Black Power, brother.
Peace. All right. Anybody else want to call and get in? And just push one on your phone, and we'll get right with you. If not, I'm gonna take a little water break. I'm going to play you a quick song, and we'll be right back. Okay, well, we got another caller coming in. We got a call. We'll take that caller before we go to the break. All right, caller coming out of Texas area code 972, y'all. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Check your mute button. Check your mute button. Can't hear you, 972. We'll come back to you. We'll play this song. We'll come back to you, 972. Just hold what you got.
I'm at the house on the couch and I'm trying to relax. A wet towel on my neck because I'm having a flashback. Visions in my mind about the rifles I done away. I just killed a cracker and his kid the other day. He was in my neighborhood walking with his children. I hate the motherfuckers, I figure I kill them. To take out some anger that's been trapped inside of me. The slavery, years of the white man oppressing me. I stuck up on his ass fast to attack. I put on my shank, I stuck a heart to his back. I said move motherfucker and I'm hitting with the quickness. And you'll be found in the bushes, dickless. He said I got a wife and kids, I don't give a fuck. Hurry up and give me your money before you get stuck. He made a move too fast. I'ma ask El Muhammad, so with the quickness I stuck his ass. Five times his gut feels like chicken. I emptied his pockets and I went after his children. The little white bitch was crying for fear. I put my knife to her throat and cut a devil ass ear to ear. She had a brother, 4 years old. Well, he ain't gonna make five because he ain't alive no more. I'm drenched in blood, I had to cut. Kept my knife in my hand, walked away like a nut. I seen a roller, ghetto patroller, hit the corner. He flashed a light on me, he said, freezer, you're a donor. Something clicked in my mind, run as fast as you can. I had a gun in my pocket, a bloody knife in my hand. So I poked to the left up on the side of the house. I put my knife away, that's when I pulled my gun out. Looked around the house, the cop was calling for backup. My pistol popped the cop, dropped a shot him in the back of the head. Now that four motherfuckers dead. Laying in a puddle of red, I said all the peckerwood better.
Hide tonight, hide tonight, hide tonight.
All the peckerwood better.
Hide tonight, hide tonight, hide tonight.
I had to get to my house, I knew his backup was coming. I walked over to the pig, I took his gun and started running down a motherfucking dark ass back street. I know they gonna be after me, trying to capture me. And I know I gotta get away. If I don't, they gonna lock me up in CYA. So I'm thinking of a plan. I don't wanna be in the pen for killing a policeman. It's a motherfucking white folks. I seen a white bitch coming out of house. I grab the ass by the throat. Say we going back in your house, and if you open up your mouth, I blow your goddamn brains out. We got into a house, you said, are you gonna kill me? Is this a stick-up, do you want my money? I pulled out my gun, the hoe said please. I shot her in the chest and took a goddamn car seat. Walked outside, jumped in a Trans Am, wondering if the police know who I am. I'm halfway to the house, I seen a motherfucking cop. Now he's behind me, telling me to stop. I thought to myself, I should've shot her in the head. She lived long enough to call a goddamn bed. Now I'm in the hot seat, car chasing the race. I better pick up the motherfucking pace, cause if I get snatched, if I let him catch me, they'll find me on my back, then he'll kick me in my face, G. But I'm not taking that bullshit. Them motherfucking devils don't know who they fucking with. I'm a motherfucking psycho, and police is people I don't like, so I'm not stopping, I keep smashing. The car is stolen, I don't care about crashing. I hit a corner, doing 90, I lost control. I hit a pole, but I bounced, they couldn't find me. You know that I got away. I killed owner under at the house until the next day. In the morning, in the paper was a warning. It said, if you're white, you better hide tonight. It said, all the Peckerwood better
hide tonight, hide tonight. Hide tonight.
All the Peckerwood better
hide tonight. Hide tonight. Hide tonight.
I'm at the house. I turned on the tube to watch the news. The reporter said five white folks found dead the night before last, and a suspect got away in a car crash. They couldn't trace no positive identity, so that tells me I got away scot-free. I'm gonna pull another move tonight, cause I don't feel right without blood on my knife. I turned off the TV, I got dressed in my bag, I put my knife on my sack, I got two clips on my cat. Walked outside, jumped in my ride, I had a full tank of gas, so I spotted a van. I stopped at the liquor, so got a half pint of Hindu, thinking who I'm gonna put my knife into. The time is approximately 11:33, I'm gonna go to...
All right, y'all. We back. We back with y'all. We ain't gonna play this extended version. It's just a song, just like movies. It's just a song. It's just a movie. Don't take it serious. That's right. That's right. It's just a song. All right, Commander. You want to get in there before I go to 972? You got anything you want to throw in there, Commander?
Yes, sir. If I can, my brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Like we're saying, the different chairmen. As you're trying to build your, you know, chapters and things, just think about this. This is not a social club. This is not a fraternal order. It's not a fraternity. It's not all about partying, good times. We have some good times training, though, but it's not that. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you have to, like, I got some manuals that I got to give with y'all and send y'all out, too. You know, when you're going to leave y'all hanging and, you know, not knowing what to do and, you know, not what you're supposed to be training everybody else. But like I said, at the same time, you do want to have to somewhat take your time to build your group and work for, like I said, work for quality and sincerity, not quantity. And like I said, we don't, it's just not about getting a whole bunch of people because you want people. Because this is, like I said, think about it. This is like a military force. You're like an army. You got to have people you can trust to be able to go out here and watch your back. That's why I say it's not a social club. It's not a fraternal order. It ain't about good times and partying. This is something about secrets, like security. You're dealing with one, you're dealing with a lot of, just not secrecy, but survival. You're dealing with lives. Say if something did break out in this in America and something happened in your community get invaded, hell, y'all be like the military force of y'all community. You got to have people that you truly can be there to watch your back and secure you. And because number one thing, there are some things here, sisters and brothers, we know a lot of people don't in these, I'm going to say society, don't want groups like these, like ours and things out here. So you're going to have what they say, moles. You're going to have provocateurs. Let me give you a quick definition right fast. You're going to have moles. So you have people trying to join. And here's the definition of a mole. It has an agent who pretend to be trustworthy, but are mainly focused on obtaining information about the militia members and their activity. So you would have people just join and be dedicated to you just to find information about what Brother Commander Drew actually stated yet. What so-and-so, this, that, and another, trying to get information. And you have provocateurs, which is an agent who pretend to be responsible members. Then when at least suspected, do something which seek to discredit the militia and perhaps provoke official actions against it. So you have these type of things, and that's a different list going on and on about these. And I have, like I said, a lot of different manuals that I'll be getting with our chairmen and giving y'all this information. So like I said, we just not looking for just big numbers. We'd like to have that, but you'd like to build your group with people who be qualified and basically sincere. Can I say this? Because I don't know how many of y'all have been getting a lot of, I've been getting a lot of goddamn every day, a lot of people sending me Facebook friend requests. I hadn't been accepted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that shit. I don't know who the hell y'all are. So, you know, you got to
right.
watch that shit, man. I don't know what's going on with that, but I just throw that out there. Now, go ahead, Brother Kamat.
Yeah, that's sure correct. Okay, we're going to go to 972. Let me see if 972 ready to come on. 972, y'all, Texas?
Yes, peace, everyone. This is Sister Kayranya, National Secretary of the BMN. I would like to just say thank everybody for coming on to the BMN and you know, opening up the chapters and welcoming all the new members. And I just want to give y'all a tip on the COVID situation. You know how you've been going in the grocery stores and some of the drug stores and how stuff kind of look empty and everything is not as full as it, you know, was before all this COVID stuff happened. You know, just kind of, I guess, be on the, you know, lookout or keep a watchful eye, you know, about maybe trying to garden, you know, produce your own fruits and vegetables, and even if you know how to farm and raise, you know, raise your own animals and for your meats, you know, try to do that too. And also, you know, if you know how to make a natural medicines and you know, stuff like that, or lotions or anything, you know, you can start trying to do that too, because like I said, when you go into these stores and drug stores, you know, everything is not as full as it was. And I just want to say, you know, welcome y'all to the BMN. And I'll turn it back over to the commander.
All right, thank you. All right, y'all, that's a good advice. You know, with these with stuff coming down the pipe, you know, they destroyed a lot of crops. They destroyed a lot of crops just recently during that COVID and stuff. And when you destroy crops, the crops that they destroyed was actually the bag of crops. So right now, if it's a food shortage, the bag of crops have been destroyed. And so if they just have a food shortage and everything in the stores keep on being empty and people panic, there ain't going to be no food out there because they done destroyed the crops. So that's something that, so take it on to yourself to start growing food. If you stay in an apartment, you can grow food on the patio. You can take a pot and grow tomatoes in a pot. Just keep on transferring them from a small pot to the next size pot, and eventually you'll have some tomatoes on a vine. So you can grow food in pots. If you got some land, get out there. Do not take this for granted. If you're hearing this stuff, it's for a reason. You know, the Creator's giving you a chance to get yourself together. If you got some land, get out there and start plowing the land and drop some seeds. Man, because the food will run out eventually. Everything that we ever said so far about where the world was going has came true, and ain't nothing hadn't came true that we predicted. So I'm predicting and telling you now that it's going to be a food shortage one day. And if it ain't the food shortage made by nature, it could be man-made. If it ain't just them starving you out, make you take that vaccine, food shortage. Hey, you ain't get no food. We ain't let no trucks come through there. That's a food shortage. So don't take nothing for granted. So thanks for that information, Sister K. We appreciate that. And I got a few other things I just want to say. We ain't going to hold y'all no longer. We got about 15 more minutes left. We'll let y'all go ahead because it's a work day. But, you know, network. So another way you can, you know, build your repertoire is by networking with other groups. It's okay to network with other groups. Like I was saying, I got an event that's happening up there in Atlanta that another chapter is doing, a whole different group. But they extended an invitation to the Atlanta chapter to come train with them. So that's networking. So when you network with brothers and sisters, if you got members that won't follow through, hey, call somebody in your network. And those brothers and sisters normally going to be the best ones anyway. That networking that you're doing, they'll come through. So if you would go to the gun range and you meet a few brothers, say, man, yeah, if I need you, man, if you need me, call me. Hey, that's networking. And that'll build you up. So if you even if you are affiliated with other chapters, hey, find the ones that'll support you. That's what you always want to look for. Look for the ones who will support you, and don't look for the ones that say they will. Look for the ones you know that will. So that's just one thing. Let's go over brothers and sisters. This is going to be important. When you're in a leadership position, sometimes, you know, we get brothers and sisters, they might go overboard with it, you know. Okay, treat everybody with respect the same way that you want to be treated. That's where you should treat your members. Don't overwhelm your members. You won't have no members. We know brothers and sisters been out there for years, and they talk a lot of shit to their members. And then you look at them, they back at square one with no members. Because everybody's letting that duck, and nobody ain't taking no shit off nobody. You know, so if you don't know how to treat your brothers and sisters with respect, you won't have no members eventually. And, you know, that'll look bad on you when you just, I mean, right now you're building, so that don't apply right now. When you get members, know how to treat members. Don't get big-headed. I'm in charge, and you can do it my way, this way, this way. No, man, it's a respect thing. See what they are capable of doing, if they're capable of doing it. Ain't no harm if they can't do it. You know, we say everything is a volunteer situation. If you got a brother and sister that ain't coming out, cool. All right, just keep on pressing on. You know, I'd have been out there. We done called for meetings and different things. Sometimes I was the only person at the meeting when I was first took a command of a chapter when I was coming through the new black counterpart. Hey, meeting tonight, hell, I'm the only motherfucker here. Okay. Well, guess what? One of the brothers, my mentor, I call him that, my mentor, which was the founder of the new black counterpart, Brother David, he used to tell me, you don't let no motherfucker stop the show. And we say we going to secure a situation, I don't give a damn if nobody else coming, we ain't going to let nobody stop the show. So whatever we say we going to do, we going to do it if it's just me. You see what I'm saying? You know, because if people learn that they ain't going to stop your show, then provocateurs and all that shit, they have no power if they know this, he going to come regardless. If we say we're doing some training August the 1st, you don't have nobody show up at your training, and you at the gun range, start shooting. You training. You didn't stop my show. So don't let nobody stop your show. Respect all your members and build you up a good network. Let's see what else we want to talk about. Uniforms. Okay, we got two different uniforms. I sent a picture to everybody's phones of the one they hadn't seen. But everybody can do this right at the moment. Black pants, you can be the Dickie pants or the BDU pants that them security guards wear. And a black shirt with buttons on it. And the reason we're going with the black pants and black shirt, black mask, black boots, because our brothers and sisters in Impact, that's their colors. And we will be networking with them brothers and sisters a lot. It's a coalition, so we will be working with Impact. So that's their colors, and that's something we all can agree on. That's our colors also. But we have another color when we just go ride out and do our own thing, and I'll text everybody that uniform and get it whenever you can, that way we can all be in unison, because a well-trained militia is different than just a group of brothers and sisters. A militia is looked at as a military. If you ain't uniform, if you ain't walking in formation, you can't walk in a crowd. You got to, if it's just two of you guys out there, you got to walk side by side. You got four guys out there, you put two behind each other. You got to be in formation when you're out there as a militia. That's what makes it legal. And so you get in formation. You got six people, two, two, two. You know, you get in a line. Two here, two behind this one. Straight lines. So, you know, walk in formation. So the uniform that you can work on right now is the black pants, the black shirt with buttons, no T-shirt, with buttons and a collar, black boots, a black mask. That will get us in unison with the Impact brothers and sisters when we go to their formations. And we'll teach our brothers and sisters how to get in formation and how to lead. So we're going to have some one-on-one training too. You know, right now, August the 1st, is every chapter just do something. And our next training will be a little more hands-on. We probably come to your town or you can come to our town. We'll see how easy it is for the brothers to move around. So, but don't worry, everybody will get trained because we'll send somebody to your town. We'll pay for you to get down here. We're going to do something. We're going to make it happen because we all got to be on one page. So, let's see. gun. Let's see, there's a rule about a gun. If you got one gun, they say you don't have none. So two guns is one. In other words, always be prepared. If one gun malfunction, you have another one. So if you got one 9mm, I would suggest you have two of them. And that's just a rule. It's important, but hey, we deal with what we have. But if you got one 9, you need two 9s. If one go down, one fail, or if you have to pass another brother, another 9 in self-defense to help defend your situation, now you got the same type of bullets. And that's another thing. We want to try to get the same type of weapons if necessary. We want to get weapons that shoot the same type of rounds. And the standard rounds around this place right now is 9mm, 40s, and 45s in the handguns. In the rifles, we're looking for 7.62s. That's most of your AKs. And we're looking for your 5.56 is most of your AR-15s. So we want to use shotguns, 12-gauge. When you get a shotgun, try to get a 12-gauge. Because if we have to share bullets and we need to learn to buy in bucks, get your unit, your chapter to buy in buck. Hey, try to get everybody with the same type of weapon. That way you got more power. If some go down, need a part, off another one, this one, this or that. But we all having the same bullets. It's an A+. That's what we call a combat multiplier. We got something. We all got the same bullets. So that gives us a better chance in a combat situation that we ain't going to run out of bullets. So you see what I'm saying? That if my gun jam or go down, I can grab another gun. So because I said one is none, two is one. All right, so that's what we're talking about. So, you know, we'll get in some deep details on the next program, but we just wanted to welcome all our leaders. This is our leadership conference call. It's for the chapter leaders, and we want everybody to get used to speaking, because one part of the thing about it, if you're going to be a leader, you're going to have to speak. You're going to have to talk. Who's going to follow somebody that ain't talking to them? You're going to have to learn how to put your two cents in it. Actually, you know, from this point forward, we want to hear from everybody that's online. I don't care. It ain't got to be a lot, but you got to learn to speak up. Because you as a leader, it's not the followers. This ain't the new recruits. These are the leaders. This is the leaders' conference call. So we got to hear from you. We want to hear what's going on in your town. This is how we draw the picture. We know what's going on in everybody's town. We got people around the whole nation, you know, from different cities. So I don't know what's going on in nobody's town unless they tell me what's happening in their town. So this is how we build and learn and be on the same page. Hey, say, you know, somebody says, hey, man, you know, they had a protest, you know, like the protest they had up there for Breonna Taylor. 80-some people got arrested. That's important information. I heard somewhere in Oregon people snatching people off the street. That's information we need to know. So that's what we're talking about when we say build and come together. So we ain't going to hold y'all all night. Commander, you got anything else to say? Anybody else want anybody else want to jump in before we get out of here? Got 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I just come out to you right fast.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I just want to throw out one quick thing right fast, brother. Like I said, those of you who have the chapters, like I said, we have meetings, and if you just have meetings and functions, like I said, all of them should be mandatory. I like the commander touched on that, I think, on one of the other shows. Should be mandatory unless, like, if somebody got to work, they sick, you know, there's an emergency, and if they still they can't show, you know, they should get with somebody, whoever y'all have in chain of command, get with the commanders and let them know. Because everybody should need to be informed of what's going on, because y'all are a unit, you know, so they need to be informed. So all functions and meetings should be kind of mandatory. And one quick another thing is, because I had this to happen to a young brother. Recruits, that's all, like I said, the commander was saying, there's a command unit even in your local town. So always you have to be a person to speak to the media. Members should not be speaking to the media or any other thing unless they is a proper person who should be speaking. Because I tell you, I had a brother who was a recruit with me, and I would say, hey, bro, if anybody asks you something, brother, hey, tell them to come to me, you know, because I know what to say and this and that. And him, soon as somebody came to him, he started running his mouth. He got so scared, they scared him so bad, he dropped out. He didn't even want to be it no more. I told him, hey, come to me, bro. Send him to me. If you don't know what the hell to say, I mean, you really don't do it. Come to the training command.
Right.
You're not a spokesman. Come to me. let me talk to him. And so they hemmed him up, and they scared the hell out of him so bad. He's like, hey, bro, I don't think I can be in this here, bro. I don't think. So hey, tell him. So, yeah, we'll get with y'all on there. We have a little more time. But go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I had a couple situations that happened to me, man. I almost lost my life last year due to this diabetes shit. And so, you know what I'm saying, that took me out for about a year. So, man, now I'm back on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm navigating with a group of brothers down here. We learning formations and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get on deck, you know, with that. I mean, it's slow, but it's moving up, man. We meeting with, like I said earlier, man, meeting with brothers in the community, elders, you know what I'm saying, that have fought, you know, out there in Vietnam and different wars and stuff like that, man. We meeting up with them. And I mean, man, this is serious work, man. It's not hard work, it's serious work, man. And
right.
Brothers need to be diligent and boots to the ground, man, and shit. You know, not fucking around. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. So, you know, with that being said, man, that's all I wanted to say, man. I'm not really a man with many words, and I don't have the gift of gab, man, but I talk my shit and you know, keep it moving.
All right. All right. We got another caller coming in. All right, thanks, Kabetashev. Got another caller coming in, 972. That's coming out of Texas. You on?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Introduce yourself. What you wanna put in the air?
Man, it's Chairman. Man, it's Chairman Scarface out of Texas. Yeah, I just wanted to put in there for all the new chairmen. It is really mandatory to do training, but when y'all get ready to do that, as the commander Drew said earlier, we all have the National Training Day in our own cities, our own states, our own regions. When y'all, if you go to a range, make sure that you get the practice rounds. Make sure you get practice rounds. Don't take your automatic and stuff.
Yeah, don't take your house protection. That's what Commander said.
Right.
When you go to the gun range, make sure you ain't shooting your good shit. Take target, get you some cheap ammo when you're going to the target range.
Right, and for the brother that's dealing with the diabetes, if you can get, doing almost lost his wife, brother, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad she's still here. If you have any questions for that, I've been a diabetic over 25 years. If you need to talk to me about anything, brother, you can get in contact with me. Get my number from brother Drew, from Commander Drew. He can give it to you. Call me anytime. Anytime.
Okay.
It's not a problem, brother, but I can help you with it.
Okay.
All right.
And I also want to. Yes, and we also do for all the chairmen and staff, we also do surveillance. We do surveillance our own town, which is always with Commander Drew. We've done it a lot. We trying to catch the predators as far as our people, man. We got to watch all the surroundings. We have to watch everything. Be aware of everything.
Right.
Look at all your surroundings. Watch everything that goes on. If you don't have a camera, get your cell phone. Turn the camera on. Watch it. Make sure you get the automobile, what color, everything else. Make sure that you don't, because we're mainly trying to catch the idiots out there from trying to snatch up our people. And y'all know we ain't having that shit when it comes to our women, our kids, family members, anything.
Right. So what the brother saying out of Texas is, hey, it's okay for you to get a group of brothers and sisters and go out. We done did a lot of stakeout at different shopping centers, Walmarts, Targets, you know, watching for these brothers and sisters who we almost caught a brother one night. So it's real, you know, we do real shit, real work. We put in real time. We go out there and sit in the parking lot, with four brothers and cover the parking lot. Somebody in the north, south, east, and west watching these people as they shop, especially around the first of the month when everybody got money, especially around the holidays, the so-called holidays.
Yeah.
get out there and watch our sisters as they come to that cause, because, you know, it's over 100-some thousand black females and children missing. And that's not, we can't take care. So we got to do what we can, you know. We almost caught one. We got a lot of license plates. We got a lot of data banks on possible suspects. And,
yeah.
But, you know, you can put that to your hands and secure your neighborhood. Get out there in the street and watch your business with sisters. You know, if you're out there and you're driving, you're leaving a shopping center, and watch the next sister that's coming out and make sure she gets enough cars. Go ahead and leave. You know, just always looking for outside neighbors. Just even they don't know we're looking out for them. Good point, Brother Scarface.
Appreciate it. Oh, I just wanted to add one more thing to that. And even if you're in the stores, no matter where you're in stores, malls, anywhere, if you park in a dark spot, do not park there. Move around to somewhere some light is. Because the main thing is, like when we went out once before, we had a brother, it was a brother sitting out there in the parking lot with his hood up, blowing his horn, causing a lot of confusion. That causes commotion where that's a decoy of trying to get you caught up or get somebody else snatched up to where you won't even see it. That's what you have to be aware of. We're in grocery stores. Watch, if you see the same person walking around with the same thing, carrying the same thing, or you're walking aisle to aisle, watch out for the women. Watch out for the kids. Watch out for yourself, even the brothers. It no matter who it is, just watch out for them, because we almost caught them in the store. We done caught it too many times. And then, man, that's the best part about it. I love this. I've been in this 29 years. I started out with the New Black Panther Party, moved all the way up. And then thanks to Brother Commander Drew, hey, I made it to the top, and I'm still going to keep on fighting. That's what I do every day. I've been through a lot of stuff through this lifetime, and I love what I do. And my family support me in everything. My friends do, too.
All right. All right, y'all. That's what we're talking about.
I know you will.
All right. So we appreciate everybody.
One last thing.
Hey, brother, next time you might want to talk a little earlier, brother.
I'll be quiet.
Go ahead.
You always mad. You wait till you get up here. We always mad.
All right, go ahead.
That's why you my brother. Go ahead. I'll just let him know that we do the pay dues once a month, $10 a month.
All right, yeah, we ain't trying to break nobody. All right, that's just a discipline thing. We, you know, we don't even, like I said, we don't press nothing. If you don't pay, I ain't going to say I care, because it's a discipline thing. It's on you to discipline yourself to be a part of an organization. So, your discipline, you know. So, it's all about. It ain't no big thing. But we do appreciate all you brothers and sisters being on with us tonight. And we'll be doing a program next week with some of the recruits and bring them up to speed. You know, if you got some brothers and sisters, the next program you can bring them in and let them ask questions. But all the leaders next week, when we have our leadership program, hey, have some questions, because I know, you know, if you ain't never been in a militia, you don't know too much about it. So there should be questions and answers going on around this camp. All right, y'all, till next week. Everybody, Commander, you got anything before we get out?
I would say, like I said, to the local chairman, like for the Facebook group, I would have kind of advised them to join the Facebook group, you know, to recruit, because we share a lot of information in there. Like I said, different PDF manuals everybody can download, the videos they can watch and just look at different videos and get ideas about what they should be doing. And, you know, so, I would advise them to join the Facebook group, you know, new recruit group, so they can just, you know, see, because we do share information in there as well.
All right, y'all. So we know some brothers and sisters got to work tomorrow. We appreciate y'all coming out. Brother Drew X, Commander Sunray, Black Power, and all the chapter leaders, we out.
Black Power.